meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Trust Company, our guest tonight.
Yo, what up?
James Fukai and Josh Motes are both here. We saw them yesterday in a rainy in-store, outstore calendar signing thing.
So long ago.
yeah. And it's Trust Company, but like bad company was bad company for a while, and then it did kind of go to Bad Co. at some point. I guess when enough T-shirts came out. You guys just want to go to Trust Co. now, or
you just go and go with that?
Yeah, we can do
Josh.
That. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like Wilco.
Yeah, it's coming. Yeah, let's just do it. But we saw these guys. Actually, we heard these guys, although they were behind us. But they sounded real good. Actually, Drew,
I like
very,
it.
Very candidly leaned over to me and said, I like this.
Yeah.
I like this music.
Cool about that.
Yes. Oh, thank you very much.
Tapping his foot, cracked one of the lenses in his glasses.
Good. Quite an effect.
His bow tie spun around. Yeah, the doc and rock. So we heard these guys, and they sounded real good. Yesterday we did a long calendar signing.
Excuse me. Emphasize that again.
Long.
It was like, 4 hours for you guys?
Well,
it was supposed to have been
four hours. It was supposed to be 4 hours. We showed up a half hour, 40 minutes late, and it was still 4 hours. So, you know what's funny about me? I can show up an hour late to something and still be indignant when it goes 5 minutes over the time I'm supposed to leave.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what's great, too, I thought, about, because at the end, people are just coming up to me and going, you're miserable. And I thought, thank God I'm not some poser like Rosie O'Donnell or somebody who's like, you know, these people that are a-holes, but they have to pretend like they're nice.
Yes, you're just an a-hole.
I'm actually nicer than you would think.
It's true.
I'm nicer than you would think.
Yeah.
So, but I can be
still
an a-hole. Nobody
an a-hole.
Cares.
Yeah, right.
I know. So that's people are like, hey, this sucks. I was like, you're goddamn right it sucks. And everyone's like, yep, that Adam.
You might be onto something, man.
No, they go, I bet you want to get out of here. Like, yeah. Adam's like, yes, I want to get out of here right now. Come move along.
But it doesn't get held against me because that's what people think of me.
You say beat it.
But anyway, Trust Company sat down and signed some autographs. You did sit down and sign some. Yeah, okay. Who the hell was the other band that sat down and signed some autographs?
The Used.
The Used sat down. Which one of those guys was holding up the line? Was
the
it
Used.
You guys
no, the
or
Used.
The Used?
No, it's not us, man.
No, the Used.
Oh, yeah, because we're mad at the Used. Yeah. Drew was
a little congestion going on there.
Yeah, they were holding up the line. All right, so we got some tour dates to give out for Trust Company.
Oh, good, I haven't heard them yet.
Oh, yeah. And a website. If you want to go on the web and find all the dates and any other information you need about the band, www.trustcompanyband.com. And we'll hear something off the new CD, The Lonely Position of Neutral. And I think we'll do that in the first hour. We'll take a couple calls. All right, you guys ready? Want to get to the phones?
Ready. Sure.
Everyone's ready?
I'm ready to tell these people what I think about their life.
Good. And don't hold back.
I won't.
And, unless I give you this hand signal.
Okay.
Then you got to shut up for like an hour.
Okay.
Emily?
Hi.
Okay, quiet. Yeah, go ahead. You're 16.
Yeah, I'm 16. I'm calling from Chicago. I'm dating a 21-year-old, and I was wondering if you guys knew the legal age of consent in Illinois.
The information I have says 17.
17?
Yeah, you're almost there.
Yeah, like 5 months.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, you could do that standing on your head.
Yeah.
What's up with,
while he's but, going down on
but
you.
But think about what's up with this 21-year-old with
right?
a 16-year-old. What's that all about? What's up with him?
I don't know. Like, everyone else says that it's weird for me to be dating him, but, like, from my point of view, it seems perfectly normal.
What's he do for a living?
He works at, like, a grocery store with me.
With you. You both work there.
What's he do? What do you do?
He's a cashier.
And what do you do?
I work with all the vitamins.
Mm-hmm. What do you do with them?
Sorts them by size and color.
No. I just like I learn a lot about him, and then I talk to customers about him.
This is the expertise that
that's what you
acquired.
Get.
Yes. To,
you know, women need products. Twice as much iron. That's what you do, huh?
They need calcium, yes. Too, right?
Right. They need calcium.
But I mean, this. What's my, no offense, Emily. I do not want you to consider this disparaging about you. However, this is what we have in terms of the sophistication, what's available over the counter for vitamins and vitamin products. A 16-year-old can provide you with the information you need to make judgments about the scientific...
Can they, or...
Yes,
or,
they can.
They can?
Yeah.
So what are you saying? Doesn't matter?
Yeah, I'm saying that we try to make it a super sophisticated phenomenon.
Oh, the vitamins.
Yes, when in fact...
Yeah,
that's
I know. Nobody, I know. Hey, Emily.
Yeah.
I don't like this guy. He's 21, you're 16. What grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
We sort of see him as sort of preying on you, let's
She's
say.
He's got that little, little bit.
Just, no.
Daddy left. No molestation issue with daddy, though.
Where's your dad? No, dad's fine?
Yeah, my dad's fine.
He's fine?
How does he feel about you dating a 21-year-old?
See, that's the thing. I got Jay, the guy that I'm dating, I got him to lie to my parents.
Yeah,
so my parents think he's 18.
So did he tell them he was 18?
Yes.
Oh.
Dynamite.
That's not going to last long.
Did you guys ever have... and by the way, I would immediately ask for ID if I was the dad.
See, my dad was going to do that. He was actually seriously going to do that.
And what happened?
But I had a fit about it. I was like, no, Dad, you can't do that.
Oh, Dad's got good instincts.
Yeah, but
that's cool.
Have you been screwing up for a long time, Emily? Yeah, Emily, you've been screwing up for a long time?
Have I been screwing up for a long time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, does your dad have a reason to be double-checking you?
Yes.
Yeah.
My thing is, I do an ID check, and I smell the guy's penis.
Oh, yeah. That's minimum.
And not in that order. And then, that order.
And then a litmus test of some type.
I get a swab from my daughter. I have a nurse do that. I don't do that.
Yeah, it's a boundary issue.
Yeah. Emily, I mean, after 18. Before 18, it's my job. After 18,
are you from, Wisconsin or Minnesota or something?
No, I'm from Illinois.
What's the accent I hear from further north? No.
The accent.
Michigan.
Yeah.
Sort of young and stupid, I think.
All right. So okay. You've been screwing up for a while, huh?
Yeah, I've been a bad kid.
What?
I've been a bad kid.
Why?
I don't know. When I was 10, I started smoking pot and drinking and...
Mm. Smoking Pratt?
Yeah.
Smoking Pratt and
What's
drinking.
Pratt?
And your dad's a good guy, your mom's a good woman, huh?
Yeah.
Did they go through a period of difficulty? Were you abandoned in some way?
No, I have the most normal parents and the most normal.
All right, family. All right. You're having sex with this 21-year-old guy, though, right?
No.
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 Huh. Why not?
See, that's the thing. We didn't know what the age of consent was, and we didn't want him to get arrested, and we also didn't want to kind of taint the relationship with
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's the way he was thinking.
No, seriously.
That's smart.
All right. Okay. So listen, I how long has this been going on?
We've been dating for about a month.
All right.
Okay. No sex until your 17th birthday.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
All right, and then it's going to be when the team wins the World Series and they pop the champagne, but it won't be champagne that's flying around
she
the locker room.
She said she'll be flying around when she was 10. It's pretty serious. That's profoundly disturbing.
It's pretty young. Pretty young. But who knows what people mean by that? Do you know what I mean?
Listen,
I mean, I know it always sounds horrible.
I live with 3 10-year-olds. If they were to, I mean, it's unthinkable.
Anything. Oh, really?
That's a little young.
Yeah.
Third, fourth
grader. I think I could have took a hit off a joint or
fourth
something.
Fourth graders?
Fourth grade.
No.
Fourth grade? I didn't even know what it was.
Then.
Really?
Fourth grade.
You guys are Squaresville, baby. You wouldn't have made it in the 70s.
I smoked crack in third grade, but weed, that's different. Unheard of.
Yeah.
That's right. Peyote, mushrooms, and crack, and
I did
a speedball, but I don't think I got any weed.
No.
All right. No, it's definitely young. Here's what I'm saying. What do these people do? When they say, when I was 10, I smoked grass and I drank. Are they pouring themselves a highball when they come home from school? Do they have a beer? What are they doing? I'm not saying that they didn't do it once or more than once, but are they scoring at the liquor store at 10? Like, I can't picture them getting loaded the way I get loaded now.
No, I'm sure there's not that.
Hell no.
But you know, they might be raiding the parents' liquor cabinet kind of thing.
Yeah, and maybe they're drinking, like, the schnapps, like the brandy or the sweet. You know, they couldn't be drinking tequila or malt liquor or anything, could they?
Yeah, depends on where you're at.
It's crazy.
No, and I got a 10-year-old can't even eat, like, the green Razzles.
Yeah,
forget malt liquor. All right. Do they have the green? Do they have green Razzles? The green's always the bad one, whether it's the jujubes or the jelly beans. Why do they even put the green ones in any of that stuff? Whatever the candy is, a green one.
No, eat green Jolly Ranchers.
Green Jolly. Yeah, the apple ones.
Yes.
That's the apple. Okay.
Delicious.
Okay, but anything chewy and green is bad. Little pieces in the fruitcake.
By the way, Emily now is planning her sort of sexual road, you know, what road she's going to follow with this gentleman based on the information we have about the age of consent in Illinois. I think they had to check it out within their state also, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What'd that have to do with my green rant?
I just thought we had to throw that in there.
Please, try to stay on the subject. I'm sorry, guys.
It's great.
It's all right.
Matthew?
Hi, guys. How are you?
You're 29?
Yes, I am. Trust Company, nice talking to you guys.
Hey, what's up, man?
Adam, you are the man. Dr. Great. Drew, you're a genius. Well, here's the problem. I love shoplifting. I know it's not right. I know what's going to happen to me if I get caught, and I'm calling to get help.
What do you mean you love it?
It's a rush.
Were you addicted to something at some point in your life?
No, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do any type of recreational drug.
You never did?
No, and I think I might have the gene for addiction.
Who's got it in your family?
My dad was an alcoholic up until 9 years ago, and you know the funny thing about him? He just quit cold turkey, and he hasn't drank since.
Where's my bourbon?
Mm-hmm. He's like 61.
Does he take any medication?
Who, me?
Him.
No, sir.
Right.
What do you shop?
There is something called natural recovery that people suddenly spontaneously stop for a while. They usually don't hold that very long, though.
Yeah, I've never heard anything about
that. Well, it happens.
All right. But I want to know what he's stealing. I don't care about his
Somebody's asking me where I shoplift, just anywhere. But the thing about me is that I don't shoplift and make a profit off it. Mm-hmm. I shoplift things, and I keep them, and I use them.
Yeah. That makes it better.
Isn't that profiting because you didn't pay for it?
So if I stole my $50,000 car, I wouldn't be profiting off it?
If you drove it.
I'd have to use it every day?
You drive it, yeah.
I'm not justifying it. I'm just saying that I'm not that kind of person.
Matthew, I don't know anybody. I've treated a lot of shoplifters. I don't know any that shoplift and then sell the products they shoplift, if that's what you're implying.
But you don't have to fence stolen goods. You can just go ahead and use them and then...
That's profit
to
me.
Keep the money. It's like you're paying yourself.
Yeah,
that's right.
You get the money you didn't spend
on the stuff you stole.
Well, the reason I'm saying that is because it's a big deal to most companies like Kmart, Target, Walmart. Now they have a return policy where you have to have a receipt, otherwise you can't get anything. That's because people shoplift and then turn around and return the stuff to get credit or money back.
Oh. You do it for a rush, though, right?
You know what? Only drug addicts do that, Matthew. That's a drug addict thing to do. But people that are shoplifting addicted do it because of the high.
What kind of?
And that's an addict move. And that's a biology of addiction, too.
Who cares? What kind of stuff do you steal, though?
Cologne, shoes, socks, jewelry, contact lens solution.
That seems very... very dapper.
Do you see it growing? Do you think that you can grow to cars or something?
Yeah.
No,
light aircraft or something.
That's not the way it goes. This is not being a thief.
You couldn't steal a condo.
This is the rush. The feeling of shoplifting things that they impulsively want. Yeah.
We're just kidding about
that. Has it grown? Like, have you done like? Does it like after you do like two or three? Do you see like, okay, I'm gonna do four today, or is it growing?
Yes. I feel happy thinking that, okay, I'm going to plan it for tomorrow. And I just get all happy about it.
Mm-hmm. Meditated.
Otherwise, I'm kind of depressed.
It's a way, just like with other addictions, it's a way of sort of managing feelings. You said you're depressed. That's a way of managing depression. It gives you a lift. It raises the neurochemicals in your brain to the point where you don't feel that depression so much. And then sometimes even a letdown afterwards. So it is part of the whole addictive biology, and it's certainly active in your case. there aren't a lot of places that you can go to treat these kinds of behavioral addictions. There actually is one out in Del Amo in South Bay. If you are interested, I'll give you that phone number.
What's the number?
I'll give it to him during the break. I don't have it right
now. Hey, Matthew.
Yes, sir.
Have you been caught yet?
Never, and I've done it. I'm not exaggerating or lying or anything like that. I've done it over 400 times.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your nationality?
This is the Winona Ryder thing, right?
I'm from South America.
This is what
South American?
Yes.
See? This is why I like profiling. Mm-hmm. I popped this guy as soon as he walked in the store. I tackle him. Just based on his heritage. That's the way I work. All right. All the red-haired chicks over 60, I let them go. I don't even look at them. I see them South Americans in there. I tackle them down to the ground.
Hey Adam, I wanted to ask you, how do you get tickets for the man show?
You gotta build a time machine. You gotta go back in time because we're done.
Oh, you guys are done? Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't want you around the set anyway. Stealing the Chuggy's hymens. That's all I need. They're all virgins, you know?
Yeah, well, you know.
I need this guy coming in ripping off. I used to do a fair amount of shoplifting when I was...
No way.
Oh, hell yes. Hell yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I thought every...
Well, you're
doesn't
young
every,
yeah.
Doesn't every kid
I think everybody
shoplift?
Has once, twice,
really?
Maybe.
There was
I've never stolen anything, personally.
Oh, I used to steal a lot of stuff.
Why?
Why? I didn't have any money. I didn't want a junk. My parents were cheap. I didn't have anything.
And you didn't get the allowance.
Huh?
And you were pissed.
I wasn't really that pissed. I was hungry. I mean, it wasn't Oliver Twist stuff, but I didn't have candy money. I wanted to get candy.
There you go.
You know?
Well, your mom wouldn't allow you the man's food.
Yeah, but they wouldn't, I didn't have any money. I never had any money. Like, I didn't have a quarter or anything. Right. I just, right. You'd have to go in and, like, steal stuff, you know? A big army jacket. Used to put stuff under my hat. It's good. Never really got caught either. All right, let's hear something from Trust Co.
Yeah.
Or Trust Company. You
what
queued
song
up
is
there?
It?
It's called Downfall, you know that one?
That's the first single, yeah.
Yeah. You want to hear that one?
I don't care. Whatever. Whatever y'all want.
I think we should hear it. Anderson, you ready? Here we go. Downfall.
Face to face.
Trust Company.
Oh, that's a good track.
Who did that? That song sucks.
James and Josh are both here from the band. There's Drew. He's on lead yawn mic to my left. The name of the CD is called The Lonely Position of Neutral, and I think we should take one more call before we go to break. Yeah, Anderson.
Just to freak Anderson out.
Joy. You're 22.
You baited him, too. It was like you were going to go to break, and then go to another call.
No. What's up, Joy?
I was engaged. I was in a long relationship for 2.5 years, and we were engaged for 10 months, and I cheated on my ex. And I would really like to get back together, but I was wondering if it's really possible for couples to get beyond.
So he knows you cheated.
Yeah.
Have you cheated in the past? Together.
Have I cheated on him in the past? No.
On anybody?
No.
Huh?
No.
Okay. So here's the question, and you don't answer it yet, because we'll go to break and we'll get to this. But to me, it's there's cheating and there's cheating. There's payback cheating. Like, all right, you screwed around on me 6 months into the relationship, and year two into the relationship, I got some payback.
Right.
In which case, the guy's still pissed, but almost has to concede you're even now. Mm-hmm. Then there's sort of out of town, drunken, didn't really mean much cheating, and sort of long term had something going on with a guy from the office for 8 months, kind of cheating.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Where the one party is saying, I know something's going on, and you keep denying it, making him feel like an idiot, and then they find out at the end, that's over with kind of stuff.
Right.
And then there's the best friend and or brother, cousin kind of family, mm-hmm. you know, in your circle cheating. So there's about four or five different variations of cheating, maybe one and a half of them you can reconcile with.
Some of them are more
severe than others.
The deceit one's definitely...
That'll screw
that's a
with
dangerous
you.
One, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll take a quick break. We'll get back. We'll talk to Joy, and we'll figure out which one she did and if it's mendable after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Crazy town in here tomorrow night. We haven't seen those guys in a good long time. Trusco in here tonight. Josh and James both in here.
Thank you.
The album is called The Lonely Position of Neutral, and it probably has nothing to do with it, but it reminds me of a car. I think about a car when I hear neutral, and I like the band even that much more. Sure, it had nothing to do with the car's gear shift, did it?
Well,
68 Cougars.
No. Mm-hmm. No, it really did. It's just about situations in life.
Right.
When you're going nowhere, it's pretty lonely.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, no movement sometimes is worse than even sliding backwards a little bit. At least you get to do something when you're sliding backwards. You get to dig your nails in and try to hang on a little bit. But it's like going nowhere is or sideways is worse. All right, let's talk to
Joy.
All right, so Joy cheated on her fiance some time ago.
So the question is, why'd you cheat?
Well, hold on, Drew. I got to set it up. Cheated on her fiance, then you guys broke up because he found out.
Mm-hmm. Or did you tell him?
He caught me not in the act, but I was instant messaging the guy.
Okay, and you guys broke it off. And that was how long ago you broke it off?
We broke up in July, and we were living together through July and August, and then I moved back home with my parents in September.
Right. And now you want to get back together.
Well, I mean, I just want to know, I mean, if it's ever repairable. What happened was, you know, we would go back and forth. Like, he wanted to get back together, and I did too, and then he decided it wasn't a good idea for him emotionally, and I understood that. Well, actually, I didn't understand that. I really wanted to get back together.
Okay. But now, why? First off, what kind of cheating was it? And then I have a follow up question.
I met the guy on the internet, unfortunately, and I saw him twice. And the second time I saw him, I slept with him.
And what were you doing if you're engaged and getting ready to get married? Why are you cruising the internet?
Why? Well, see, there were a lot of problems that we were having in the relationship at that time. We were, basically, our sex life was really suffering, and I wasn't getting the emotional attention that I needed. And instead of me putting more work and effort into our relationship, I diverted my, attention.
Why were things going so poorly in the relationship?
I think we were really busy. We worked really opposite shifts. I worked swing, he worked morning. He had a son that was also living with us.
How old is he?
His son's 3. He's going to be turning 4 next month.
How old is your, was your fiancé?
He's 28.
20?
28. He's 6 years older.
You dated for 8 months. You already lived
together?
No,
we were together for 2.5 years.
Oh.
10 months at that time we were engaged.
All right, so here's the question. Do you have any chaos in your background that leads you to find more chaos as an adult?
I've been in and out of mental hospitals for depression and suicide attempts for
yeah, all right.
So, well, there were you go. Were you abused growing up?
Yes.
All right. Well, in what way?
Actually.
All right, so that's why you sort of had to throw a little wrench in things here.
Yeah, but here's the problem, Joy. Ironically, Joy. What a name to name someone.
I know.
You molest, and then they go in and out of mental hospitals. Hey, Joy.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's like calling a Jew good. Christmas or something. It's a ridiculous
Jesus.
Thing. Hey, Jesus, Christmas. I mean, come here. But here's the thing. You're going to find whoever you're with is not meeting your needs emotionally at a certain point, and you're going to use that as the fuel to make a move.
Or you're going to find
that's going to screw things up.
You're going to start thinking it's boring or suffocating when somebody actually is available to you, and then you're going to go after that, too, to try to screw it up.
No. Yeah.
So are you saying I'm just bound now to have really
for the rest of your life?
No, we're saying it's not surprising that you would sort of inject a little chaos here. We're trying to understand why you did
but
this. And
we're saying 22, coming from where you came from, you're probably good 4 or 5 years of therapy away from really putting together a good run in a relationship.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, you can try things out with this guy again. Why don't you get into therapy and use that as part of the... not that guys care about that. They'd rather have a boob job.
He throws it in my face all the time that I have to go to therapy. He's like, you're really
all right. Well, listen, maybe there's too much sewage under the bridge with this guy.
Maybe this guy is sort of an idiot, and he's sort of an abusive guy, and that's why you went for him.
He's really sensitive, but at times when I needed him, when my grandmother passed away also when all of this was going on,
yeah, but,
he was really emotionally there for.
But Joy, with the trauma you've been through, your needs are going to be sort of a bottomless pit at times. And no matter what he does, it's not going to be enough. And then you're going to go seek a little,
all right. I say, screw
little
it.
Chaos
Forget
to try
it.
To deal with those feelings.
Joy, he's going to punish you for this. Screw it. Go,
really?
Go
why?
To... Why? He's already doing it.
Yeah.
Go to therapy.
Okay, thanks.
Joy needs to work on Joy.
Okay.
All right? And Trusco needs to work on Trusco.
Hey, we got a lot of songs to write.
You know, Joy's from Sacramento. I was up there.
Sacramento needs to work on Sacramento.
Sacramento needs a new airport.
Sacramento needs to work on the Sacramento airport.
Good basketball team, though.
Good basketball team.
What's wrong with the airport over there?
What's Southwest Airlines, the main airline.
Oh. That'd be like L.A. Valley College being the main university here in the South.
I mean, God bless them. They try. They
have
a lot of fun, but...
No. Listen, I flew that goddamn Southwest back from Vegas 3 days ago, and I swear to Christ, you know what you get on Southwest? Southwest is great if you don't have any money. Like...
Oh, that's up for us. Hey,
if Trusco flies that.
If you need to get to Arizona and all you got is $27.
You'll find a way. Southwest will get you there.
That is a great airline
They'll
for you.
They'll let you fly. Come on up here.
But if you're a big star, here's where it's ironic. If someone is flying you and they'll pay for a first-class ticket, but all there is Southwest, then it feels horrible. That's horrible. It's like someone's saying, any restaurant you want to eat at, any meal, anywhere. Where do you want to go? You want to go to Arnie Morton's? Where do you want to go? To Spago? You want to go to Le Dome? And go...
Wait a minute. There's only McDonald's on this street. That's where you're going.
Sorry, I'm
going
to have the Arby's burger and the Diet Coke. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah,
that's
okay. We'd pay for anything you want.
Well, no,
we'll
pay the $4 for the Happy Meal. But we would have paid $300. Yes, it's horrible. But you know what you see on this airline that I just realized... You just don't see anymore. First off, the guy in front of me in line walking down the jetway to get onto the plane had a tattoo of his grandfather's gravestone on the back of his skull, and it took up his entire head.
Good
so I'm looking at this rest in peace and the date and the guy's name and when he was born. Complete tat on the back of the dude's shaved head. That's number one. And as I'm staring at the back of his head, I catch the guy turning the corner who's wearing the cutoff sleeveless shirt and sweatpants. And normally, I don't like that. If you're going to travel, you should just put a shirt on that actually possesses sleeves. Like, I don't like these guys that are so goddamn comfortable with life that they don't need sleeves to travel.
Yeah.
It's not like a spontaneous hoop game is going to break out in the aisle or anything. It's just, you're going to the airport, you're getting on a plane, you got no goddamn sleeves, huh? But this is better. This is the guy without sleeves that has a body where he should wear two or three sleeves.
Yeah.
Like that guy, I'm so secure with my horrible, sloppy man breast body with the belly slopping
with the
over.
Hair starting just below the shoulder.
And this is not only the sleeveless shirt which came, this is not the factory sleeveless shirt. This is, I have custom made this sleeveless shirt with what looks like a sharp rock, okay? And not only is it sleeveless, it goes down about to the third rib.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm looking at rolls and gut, and I'm seeing part of a scar from a liver surgery. You know what I mean? Sweatpants and generic tennis shoes, you know, the ones with the two Velcros. Come on, you're traveling. You have no shirt.
Yep.
Wearing when you get to wherever you're going. You're going with the sleeveless.
Like, he's like, before I go to the airport, I'm going to cut the grass, and I'm just going to go straight from cutting
the
grass.
Right.
Was it a hot day, though? I mean, come on.
No, it was in Vegas. We were coming home from Vegas. It was 3 days ago. It was like 62 degrees. It was
curious behavior.
I saw that guy tonight on our show.
I think he was flicking us off.
God bless him. The employers are so nice. You feel
bad.
Yes,
they're nice. Okay, all right. I don't want to be a prude, but here's what I want to say.
And they're fun and entertaining and enjoyable.
Okay.
Everything. It's like,
relax over there.
The CEO is just a model of CEO-ness.
Here's all I'm saying. And could anybody have a problem with this? I went to this bar last night, whatever. I walked down, I was wearing a baseball hat. The bouncer said, no hats. I said, really? He said, yeah. And he said, you know what? The owner's kind of traditional that way. It's like people eating dinner and stuff. You take your hat off when you come in. And you know what? I said, all right, I'll buy that. I took my hat off. All I'm saying is Southwest, just here's your dress code. No cut-off sweatpants with boners. You know what I mean? Like I don't say that guys need to wear jackets and ties.
I'm gonna have to second that, yeah.
I don't want the guy with the homemade sweat, the
Did you have to sit next to this guy?
I want to see the plaque over there. Jetway. No cut-off sweatpants and boner.
Yeah.
It's like, there it
is. You have a boner, okay. Wear some jeans.
That'd be actually a Southwest thing to do, wouldn't it?
Southwest, guys are wearing, they're wearing his thongs, you know. They're wearing Zoris and cut-off sweats Karachi, and t-shirts. Like, what? Where, with the bad fanny packs and stuff. These are people that should be thrown off buses. Do you understand? And I got to sit next to all of them.
Come on.
All right, that's all. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Anyway.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You can't beat the price except for I'm not paying for it. That's
actually
what I don't like.
The troublesome part is what makes them great is they move so many people at once that it's difficult. You know, the airport can't accommodate the number of people.
Next caller, please.
Someone trying to say something?
Hey, Anderson does that. Just don't listen to
him. Jennifer, go ahead.
You know.
Well, first of all, I just want to say that I've been listening to the show for like 10 years. You guys have been like surrogate fathers to me.
Uh-oh. I'm very sorry, Jennifer. I mean,
go ahead.
One of us had to be the father, and I'm worried that it might have been Adam.
Trust Company, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
My question is this. My fiance is what he likes to call a Levian Satanist, and he wants to...
Wait a minute, stop.
How do you spell that?
Levian?
Yeah.
L-A-V-A-N.
L-A-V...
U-Y,
whatever. I don't know.
U-Y?
I wonder if he knows.
Well, Anton LaVey, the guy who wrote the Satanic Bible.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. I'm not into it or anything like that, but I sort of put up with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to include some sort of, satanic ritual in our wedding.
Nice. Yeah. Good time.
Does he have a goat head?
Nothing like that, but he wants to find, a satanic priest or whatever to perform the ceremony, and there's no way. My family is
they're Jewish,
devoutly Christian.
Good times.
Yeah, that's gonna work.
What did his parents do to him?
Now, what did your parents do to you that made you pay them back with this jackass?
Oh my God, my God.
What'd your dad do to piss you off or your mom so much that you hooked up with this idiot?
I don't know where to begin.
You must hate them.
No, I love my parents.
Yeah, you love them, but you hate them.
I mean, they were, like, abusively religious. With
so
them.
Is he, like, a cool guy, or what? I mean, he's like...
a sweetheart.
He's a nice guy.
He must
and, like,
be tatted and pierced. And,
oh, what's wrong with that? No.
But, I mean, up really aggressively.
Whoa,
I
Drew, come on.
Well, I mean, we met online at a body modification.
There we go. Oh, there we go. This is someone who really is into that stuff.
No, well, I'm into it as well.
I'm sure of that, but here's my prediction. Being Karnak here, your parents were like abusively religious with you, like scaring the crap out of you and the devil and all that stuff.
No.
And he had physically abusive parents.
And he kills chickens. Does he kill chickens?
Is that about?
No, not at all.
All right. Hold on a second. Karnak's got to take a break here and rest his feeble mind. Hey, Jennifer?
Yeah.
Yeah, so hang on.
Okay.
Because I'm infinitely fascinated with these Satanists, okay?
All right.
I have another one.
And this is a body... You know, the thing that's ironic about the body modification people?
Yeah. It's like visually impaired.
First thing this chick's going to do is lose 40 pounds, but that's the last thing they're going to do. They're going to put beads in their forehead. Meanwhile, they got a wide ass on them. Now, what is that? You know what I mean? Here, let me tell you where to start, kiddies. Start with the ass. I mean, what do you think the average body modification chick goes? About 220, 225? Like junior college inside linebacker size? That's what you need to modify. Forget the beads. Forget the keloid tat.
Talking about all the fat chicks with the belly button rings? You see those?
Yeah, dude.
Those are the best.
It always looks like it's holding something in. Like, you pop that thing with a pair of lineman dykes and there's guts everywhere.
Suture.
Yeah, it's going to be like a pinata.
Anyway.
All right. Let's take a little break here. James and Josh both here from Cresco.
Thank you again.
When we get back, we'll get to Jennifer and her satanic husband after this.
Don't ever get freaked out.
Hey, everybody.
How you doing there?
Hi, y'all.
Hey, yo. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Doc Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. James and Josh both here from Trust Company. The Lonely Position of Neutral is the name of the CD. And if you want some information on the band and tour dates and all that kind of stuff, you can just go to their website at www.trustcompanyband.com.
Oh, we were talking to Jennifer, right, nice, who's engaged to a Levian Satanist, and we were just making predictions about this guy's profile. We were profiling, and I'm saying sleeve tats, labret piercing with a spike,
penis
piercings. What else did I predict?
Body modification.
The earlobe corks. Let's see what
she met him. Well, Drew, you covered everything that a guy could do.
No, I think he has a goat head tattooed on his neck. This is my...
I guarantee you fly Southwest. Marilyn?
Hey.
Oh, no.
Wrong Marilyn?
Hello, Marilyn.
Hold on, Marilyn.
Jennifer's we want.
Jennifer.
Yes.
Sorry. So now,
Marilyn.
This is your fiancé.
Uh-huh.
He wants to work some satanic business into the marriage, or into the actual ceremony. Uh-huh. You know your parents are going to go through the roof, but it's payback time anyway, so... It's just what the doctor ordered. And you guys met on a body modification website?
Yes.
Or chat room. And now, how is he modified and how are you modified?
He doesn't have any tattoos.
Oh, I missed that.
He's retired a few piercings recently, but right now I think he's got a septum and a couple of frenums, which are genital piercings. He's got a couple of scrotal piercings as well.
Mm. It's also all around the genitalia, most of his stuff.
You don't have a goat head on his neck?
No.
How about the earlobes? Dang. The ears?
No, actually he doesn't have any piercings in his ears at all.
And which ones does he retire?
Nipples, couple of lips.
That nipple one is another thing. I just want to sock those guys. Put a shirt on, you fags. I can't stand it. As long as you got the shirt on, I don't care. I don't want to see guys with the jewelry and the nipples. It hurts my nipples.
But it's so sexy.
I have sensitive nipples.
I know. You told me many times.
All right.
Stop vomiting when you say that.
Jennifer.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So anyway, this guy's a mess with all his genital piercings.
Well, that much genital stuff makes me think maybe he was sexually abused in some way growing up.
Sounds about right.
Did Satan abuse him?
What happened to him?
Nothing. he has some issues dealing with his own sexuality. He's a homophobic bisexual.
What?
Oh, yeah.
How can you be a homophobic?
Which Uncle Cornhole then? Let's just get to it. Would you please?
Yeah.
We've talked about it extensively, and as far as he's admitting to me, nothing of that nature ever happened to him.
Yeah. You cannot marry this guy. It's going to be huge trouble. And what about you with your religious parents who you're hell-bent on pissing off?
That's not the intent. I mean, I didn't even know that he was a Satanist.
Right. Yeah, but your brain knew it.
Okay, so what about your parents? Super religious?
Not my dad. My parents got divorced when I was four.
But I don't know why, but I did think payback for mommy. Or what? Your mom's very religious.
Yeah.
And she was what with you? Very stern with you?
I wouldn't say stern. I mean, she was a bit overprotective.
Why
are you so angry at her?
I'm not angry at her.
Yes, you are. What'd she do? What do you mean overprotective?
I don't know. It's just, I mean, I'm an only child, and she was a single parent, so obviously she really didn't want me to get
Did you have an eating disorder for a while?
I still kind of deal with that.
Yeah, okay.
Are you a big gal?
No.
No, she had an eating disorder.
This is
mom, you know, on top of her mom intruding into everything.
Right.
You got that?
Right. Yeah.
All right. So you still got the eating disorder thing going on?
It's pretty much in control.
So your mom was all over you all the time, right?
Yeah. Okay. Listen, we know she did something, otherwise you wouldn't be going after this guy. So here's the thing. Well, that's your love attraction. Wouldn't it be great? See, if your mom wasn't nuts, you would know that this guy's nuts. But because your mom was the way she is, you magically love this guy with the pin cushion for a nutsack. Now you're in love with this guy. Oh, you're very much in love. That's it's true
Are you
love.
In love with this guy?
It's true love. It's true love, baby. Please, it's got to be true love. You think if your parents were normal parents, you'd be going after this guy?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, what are you? Are you not satanic, but what are you? Just if I can ask.
I'm agnostic.
Okay.
All right.
That's
okay.
Fair enough.
All right. Don't get married for a little while. You're 20 years old. Just sort out your eating disorder and that kind of stuff. All right. Don't rush anything.
Take your time. Do not have kids for a long time.
Okay.
Okay.
And this guy's lucky to get like a stud fastener in one of his loads or something like that. Do you know what I'm saying, Drew? You get like a little BB.
Fire out a BB?
Yeah.
He might shoot you in the
stomach. He's got all this like barbells hanging through his nutsack, and one of them just gets caught up in the stream like a salmon, and he just spits it out at you. Pow. And
that can hurt.
Yeah. No. Uh-huh.
Put a hole in your cervix.
What's his name? That's what happened to Brandon Lee.
Oh, really?
That's how he died.
What?
Some guy fired a BB out of his penis?
No, but they... How dare you, Drew?
Oh, I beg your
unacceptable.
Pardon.
That guy was... you know, they thought he was firing a blank gun, but there's a piece of wadding stuck in there, and it got... You know, you think stuff nothing's coming out. Yeah. Something gets caught up in there, put a hole in you.
That's what I'm saying. Hole in a cervix.
Watch out.
Oh. It's like firing a musket, right? You know, point blank. It's true.
That's some dangerous stuff.
That comes out at like 250 miles an hour, semen does. Do you know
that?
Is
that true?
No.
Oh, that'd be really bad if it did, please. Right?
Hey, I heard you blink at 200 miles an hour. Is that true?
I don't know.
If you're going 200 miles an hour, if you're in an airplane.
Airplanes go 200 miles an hour?
Southwest? Yeah. Me and the sleeveless guy both blinked at 450 miles an hour.
Right. Some impressive stuff.
Let's take a little break here. Trust company in here tonight. We'll speak to the enthusiastic Marilyn. Marilyn?
Hey, how are you hanging?
21, yeah. Hanging.
What's up, Marilyn?
Medium.
She's going to educate us about LaVey and Satanists.
Yes, I sure will.
All right. Okay, baby.
Really?
Hang on there.
All right.
All right. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Trusco here tonight. That's what I call.
Okay.
Trust
companies,
like,
everybody else.
I like that. Yeah.
Right. Trusco, that's cool. Sounds like a drugstore.
James and Josh are both here from the band, and The Lonely Position of Neutral is the name of the CD. You can check out anything you need to check out about Trusco if you just go on www.trustcompanyband.com. All right.
You want to go on about...
No.
Oh, okay.
I get going on this...
World War II is
stuff about stuff, but I, you know, whenever I hear about Italy or Germany or France acting or acting up, it just pisses me off. That's all. That's all.
I brought up the fact that the front page of New York and LA Times today had pictures of a few hundred thousand people, you know, protesting in Florence, Italy. I was like, hey.
Protesting about what?
About sort of the Middle East policies and things. And these are anti-globalists. And I got stuck in a riot with one of them, this group once. And this is an angry, antisocial group, basically.
But what we were talking about, and then we're going right back to the call. Yeah. I don't want to get going on everything other than we're not done with Germany. I'm not done with those people.
What's your brother-in-law, by the way?
My brother-in-law's German, but he's over here, so I can just think, I'm his hometown.
Surrogately cool.
Take the kids away. Sure. But here's the thing. These are the people that's like, you know, war is bad. There's no war that is good. Violence is evil, and it can never be done. But these are the same people either hooked up with Hitler or rolled over for Hitler 60 years ago. So maybe we shouldn't be listening to them. If this is 1939 and Hitler's gaining power in Europe and starting to take over Poland,
and some of our people stand up and go,
Bavaria.
"Hey, let him go, whatever."
Yeah, don't do anything to the guy. Oh, he's building up his armament. Let him go. You have no right to intervene. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, smart. France and Italy, pussies. Jesus Christ, we should not be done with Italy either. We should go there. We should just take the Ferrari factory and level everything else. I'd like to take the Ferrari factory. You know, we brought London Bridge over here, put it in Arizona.
That's what I heard.
I'd like to put the Ferrari factory in Arizona and then just level. Then we start carpet bombing.
Marilyn, so tell us about Levian Satanists.
No, that was the other one. That was Jordan.
No, this is Marilyn.
She knows about it.
She is one.
Oh, you are one?
Oh, sweet.
Do you have a goat head on your neck?
Okay.
I sure don't. Sorry.
All right. So tell us about this.
Well, basically, it's a religion for people who like to mind their own business.
You're fat.
True.
I'm far from fat.
Right. You're morbidly obese.
No.
If you were fat, that was 100 pounds ago.
Go ahead.
I've met fat goth chicks.
Oh, yeah.
I've never met a fat Levian Satanist.
Yeah, what about Wiccan? That's the fattest.
Yeah, Wiccan is all about fat.
Yeah, that's the fattest of all the religions.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, you're Leviathan or whatever you are. How's that work? So what do? You mind your own business?
I mind my own business. I don't hurt people unless they hurt me. I don't molest children or sex with animals, you know, none of that stuff. We don't kill animals for sacrifices or anything. It's nothing like that.
Really? Yeah. All right. Well, what do you do then?
What's the big stink then?
The big thing is that hypocrisy, you know, there's no hypocrisy because that's
so you're okay.
Christians.
Right. Christians try not to do bad things, but do bad things.
Yeah.
And that's hypocritical. You guys think about doing bad things and then do bad things.
Well, we think about, I don't know.
What do you think about?
I'm like high on NyQuil right now. I can like barely speak.
That wouldn't be high.
You're quite a spokesman for your religion.
We don't
do anything and I'm pretty high right now.
NyQuil.
Where'd you pick this up?
I have a cold and I took some NyQuil.
Marilyn, where'd you pick this religion up?
But hold on a second. She called to enlighten us about the religion.
I shouldn't have said that.
Now she's drunk on NyQuil.
And she's like, we kind of keep to ourselves and drink NyQuil.
But
if someone...
I'm a lesbian.
All right, so I feel... Marilyn, I feel as if I'm a scholar now of the religion. I feel as if I could go on the lecture circuit.
Before I called y'all, I'm sorry that I did that.
Are you from New Orleans or something?
No, I'm from Houston, Texas.
Okay, but listen... You can't have a shot of NyQuil and put together a sentence about what your religion is?
Well, I'm trying, sweetheart.
Go ahead.
Well, I just told you, you know, basically we just do what we have to do. We don't hurt.
So if I got the Bible
Jesus
to this,
Christ.
Or whatever you call it, it'd be just what you said.
Do what you have to do.
Do whatever and don't hurt nobody.
Do what you have to do.
Do what you have to do.
Eye for an eye.
And don't hurt no one.
I swear to Christ, anybody ever called this show to enlighten us on anything and ever done anything other than piss me off about not enlightening me? That was enlightening us on this religion?
We're scholars.
Does anyone feel like they know anything more about this religion at all?
What is it exactly? I'm not really sure.
She had a shot at night.
Dr. Drew, do you know anything about it?
Yeah, you do what you got to do, and don't hurt no one.
Eye for an eye.
Eye for an eye.
You do what you got to do.
That's it.
Get high on NyQuil
and do what you have to do.
Here we go. Moving along.
I can't help it. I got to go back. This is like a scab I got to pick. All right. What do you mean you do what you have to do? Doesn't that fit for every single religion? Jews, what do you guys do? We do what we have to do. Catholics, Jehovah's, what do you guys do?
Are there rituals with this religion?
There are rituals, but you don't have to do them. It's just for...
What's the basic philosophy?
Could you please give us one goddamn thing we could hang our hat on?
What's the
just
philosophy?
One thing.
Give us an overall philosophy.
Sounds like a good religion.
Like if you were to say that Christianity was built around the golden rule, and then there was this Messiah, and then you were going to
commandments and things.
Yeah, there were sacraments, and you were going to seek salvation through the death of one. What is it in your religion?
Have fun. Don't hurt people.
That's a fraternity's creed.
I do that now.
Marilyn, you're retarded. You're not in this. You have no idea what you're talking about.
Love you.
Okay, you cannot be in this. This is not a religion. Oh, my God.
You read that in the chat.
It says that above the bar, Club Med.
Have fun. Don't hurt nobody. That's a mosh pit.
No running by the pool.
Yeah.
That's another one of their credos that we would have gotten to if we hung on long enough. Jesus Christ.
Right. What's Satan got to do with
it? Goddamn stupid.
You know, really, what's the Satan thing?
I don't understand that either.
Listen, here's what people do. Let me explain.
Okay.
They get involved with these sort of offensive religions, and then they sort of water them down. So it's like, we're new disciples of Satan. Oh, really? What's that about? We believe in the earth, we recycle, and we take it easy. And it's like, okay, so it's really nothing. But they like to shock you with the title.
Conservative liberals, right?
Then when you question them on it, it's nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Okay, so that's...
She said she killed goats and chickens. I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
No. They just,
Steve.
You know, have fun.
14, quickly. Steve, what's up?
Hey, earlier tonight, I was cleaning my ear with a Q-tip.
As loaded as you are now?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Smart. Brilliant.
And I accidentally, my dog barked, and I turned my head, and it got,
I thought he was barking for you.
He thought he heard his name. Yeah. And you stabbed yourself in the brain?
Yeah.
What happened?
And,
Wait, what happened?
The dog barked, he turned his head.
And the Q-tip went into your ear.
And the Q-tip, went way into my ear.
All right, well, that's the leading cause of ruptured eardrums in this country. So you've just done yourself in. You got to see a doctor tomorrow.
Well, would he know? Would you hear ringing?
Afterwards. Not necessarily. Just sort of a fullness in the ear oftentimes.
Well, how do you feel now, Steve, besides stoned? Yeah.
He is so stoned.
It's kind of sore. I mean, I can hear fine and everything, but it's just, really sore.
Any blood come out there?
A little tiny bit.
Sometimes that's just from the external canal getting irritated, but sometimes that's the eardrum rupture.
This like, for instance, does the bong sound a little muffled on on that side?
Yeah, what are the side effects exactly? I mean, you're hurting really bad, or is it like...
No, he said no. He said,
what should he do?
You got to see a doctor in the morning. It's either a ruptured eardrum or an external otitis. Both need treatment. It's the leading cause. Q-tips are the leading cause of those injuries in this country.
Oh, no, what are you supposed to do?
You are never supposed to put Q-tips in your ear.
I know, but what are you supposed to do with them? I can get at the other crap with my finger.
Out of your ear. That's what it's for.
Yeah. I know, but that's where the... It's the trouble is in. That's where the wax chunks are.
They're designed for cleaning a baby's outer ear. That's what they're designed for.
What do I get those nuggets of wax out with?
What you get is the leading edge. The rest of it gets packed in. When I look in your ear, what I see is this huge plug that you've packed in.
Well, I don't know that.
Yeah, you can't hear because you got wax back in there.
Is this mic on? Now, what do you mean, Drew? What am I supposed to do then? What do
I put your head under the shower, rinse it out, that kind of thing. Get your dissolving agents you can get over the counter.
Like hydrogen peroxide or something like that?
No. What did we get? Squirt them in there?
There's some dissolving stuff you can get. Okay. Yeah. Debrox.
Look at the Q-tip. It feels good to get it in there. That's what it's for. What do you mean the outside part? Look at that. I just did the whole thing with my finger.
That's right.
You just did it.
Designed for the babies. Oh, nice.
How's it smell?
Do you taste it?
Waxy.
Taste
it's like,
a little salty?
A little bittery waxy, yeah. All right.
It's about normal.
Just got a little Drew's DNA in there from the I turned my head at the last second. Filled my ear like a koi pond.
Oh.
Allison?
Alicia.
That's gross. Alicia? I mean, Alicia?
Hello.
Hi.
You're 20?
I'm sorry?
Yes. What's the question?
Yeah. Well, actually, my boyfriend seems to have a problem.
Ooh.
He'll only go down on me if I'm on my period.
Whoa. Gummy bears.
Why?
I have no idea, and he doesn't like to unless I am.
Have you ever asked him why?
Well, I've asked. He just likes it. Like, I don't know. He says it has to do with the wetness, and I just think, and the taste, and I just think it's a little strange.
Do you have a tampon in at the time?
No.
So he wants you exposed?
Yes.
And even during the meat of the order? I mean, you know, during the heavy flow days?
Yeah.
Oh, that's his favorite.
That's
his
best
favorite.
Time?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. Drew said he's not black.
You can swim in the Red River but never drink from it?
This is the work of a white guy, right?
Actually, he's a Latin.
Latin?
Yeah.
All right. Chalk one up for the Latins. That's
pretty gross.
And chupacabra.
Yeah.
Right.
Chupacabra.
Listen, Alicia, do you orgasm more easily during that time of the month?
Well, I mean, I happen to like intercourse a little bit better when I'm on my period.
Hey, turn your radio down, screwball.
Oh, sorry. I'm in the car.
I know, but it was down at the beginning, and then you turn it up again.
All right. I find it easier to orgasm when I'm on my period. I don't know.
Turn your radio down. He's going to hang up on you. Oh, too late.
Idiots. Because our screeners say turn your radio down, so they turn it down, and then you start talking to them, and it's like, all right, I turn it down. Now, dodge that technicality. I'll just turn it up now, and then I say, I can hear it, turn it down. So they turn down a little bit.
It goes back.
And I can hear it again. Good. Who cares?
That's disgusting.
No. I'm not answering anyone's question. I have to ask twice to turn the radio down. I'm not doing it. This is number three. The screeners tell them to do it. Screw you. Who cares?
That's gross. Can I just say that?
You could say that. If it's offensive and it's not informational, that's fine.
A little bogus feel to it.
I just can't.
All right.
I don't know.
I think she was exaggerating something that they've probably been kidding about, frankly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an interesting ploy for the guy, though, because if he doesn't like doing this in general, he only has a couple months out of the couple days out of the month to deal with it, and a lot of women are a little uncomfortable with it, so you might be able to, you know, dodge that whole chore.
She seems more...
Not that I think of it as a chore.
She's more tumescent during those months, and he's sort of into that, I bet.
He likes the fact that
she's into it.
She's excited. Yeah. And, all right, let's talk.
You want to ask her?
No. No. I don't care. David.
Yes.
What's up? You studying wrote papers?
Yes.
On the Satanic Leviathan.
Well, high school papers. It's not like it's college stuff or anything.
Well, no.
But Catholic high school prep stuff.
Okay.
But I did learn a lot from the Satanic Bible, and I can give you a basic overshadowing of the religion.
Go ahead, please.
The basic philosophy that you were asking for, it's kind of the love of life, the experiencing of all that can feel good and feel bad and what's good for you. And the idea is that you care about yourself and you try to continue on improving your life and experiencing sex and good food and... You know, just good experience.
Sounds like Corollaism.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hollywood?
That's 17ism.
Let's call it Corolla Satanism.
Corollaism.
That's it, huh? Okay.
So that's basically it.
Where's the religious quality?
No, that sheds a whole new light on him. You can eat good food.
That's 17-year-old. That's what that is.
All right. Well, count me in.
Yeah.
Sign me up. Give me a book. I'll read it.
Yeah. Again, I'm ready to hit the lecture circuit on this topic.
I'm waiting for the goat killing, dude. That's what I'm waiting for.
I hope that one of these people commits some murder and they get these guys. These callers will be the first people they put on CNN to actually discuss the... They'd be experts in this.
Oh, yes.
Sure. Hang out. Have a good time. Eat good meals. Travel and only see the movies you want to see. For instance, in our religion, if you like action movies, you'd see action movies. Yeah.
Sign me up, man.
Isabel?
Yes.
You're 22?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Okay. First, I want to say that about 3 weeks ago, I suspected I was having a yeast infection. I went to the doctor, so they did a nice little checkup on me and everything, and they said they would call me back if anything came back not normal. And I haven't gotten a call, so everything's normal as far as my pap was concerned. But the other day, I was shaving my hey-hey, and took a nice little look, and I saw something that I hadn't seen. So it just kind of came about really suddenly. And they look like, you know, those extra pieces of skin you have sometimes on your body. I don't know, at this, the screen. No.
Dandruff?
Tags.
What are they called?
Skin tags.
Skin tags.
I guess that's what they're called.
What do you mean those extra pieces of skin you have on your body?
Pieces of skin that you can, like,
around your neck and shoulders?
Yeah. I've had one, like, on my arm, like around my underarm area.
Yes, okay, all right.
Is that a skin tag?
Yeah, skin tag.
I guess so, and I have one on my neck. But I noticed that's what they look like around my vagina area. And I don't have them all the way around. I just have them, like, if I'm looking at my vagina and I see it around, the right side. And so, like, I can tug at them just like you would be able to, like, any other place around your body. And the only reason why I was concerned was because I'm with this girl right now, and she told me a while back that an ex of hers, like, was exposed to some kind of STD or something, which may have exposed her, but she had her checkup done a long time ago, and they said that she didn't have anything.
You're lesbian.
All right. I know.
Are these things by your leg?
No, they're not. Okay, they're not around the lip area. They're like on the outer,
on the skin, like.
Well,
skin.
Isn't that around your leg?
If they're isn't not that towards the leg?
Yeah, what's really the leg and the, you know, I can't explain it to you. It's like if it's not on the lip and it's not on the leg, but it's like between the legs.
Is it in the crease that your leg forms with your body?
The
seam there, kind of? Just like under your underarm, they seem to form in the area of the body where there's sort of friction.
Do you wash with soap?
Yes.
Cool. Is it there?
Pardon?
Is it in the crease area?
There's one right above.
She's looking.
Yes, I am. Sorry. It's right around, it's like above the clitoris.
Above the clitoris.
There's one above the clitoris.
Are they white? Are they little whitehead-like things?
No, they're pink. They're pink. Just like skin color.
And the doctor...
Put one on the phone. Let's get to the bottom of this.
The doctor looked at this the other day when you had your pap smear. They examined these or they didn't see them, maybe?
I don't think they were there because I shaved for the exam, too, and they weren't there. They just kind of developed suddenly. And, I mean, I want to know if that...
Well, you need to have them looked at again. They may be just skin tags, but they can also be warts, obviously. And if they're warts, you need to know about it. Although, you've just had a pap smear that didn't show the wart, but then maybe they didn't check for it. So... You need to have that all sort of looked at and thought about, okay?
You shave for the pap smear?
Pardon?
You shave for the pap smear?
Well, I tend to shave normally, like, every couple weeks, every week, depending, you know, and it also depends on whether I'm going to have a sexual experience or not, but...
Sure.
Me and my...
You don't want to jinx it, though, you know. You shave, you don't get any.
Me and my girlfriend don't have oral sex.
Mm-hmm.
What?
We don't have...
What do you guys, strap on?
No, it sucked for me. She said she never got into it and stuff.
So what do you do?
She just basically, you know, fusses. We use hands, basically.
Hands.
She never got into it. She's afraid that she may have something, and I told her, you need to get checked out again. And
something
sure
in her mouth? Something in her mouth?
No, I'm saying we don't have oral sex together.
Yeah, what is she afraid she has?
The callers are so stupid. It's like we follow them, they don't follow them. Like, we don't have oral sex because she's scared she might have something in her mouth. Something in her mouth.
And I said something in her mouth.
No, we don't have oral sex. It's like, yeah, we're with you. You got to get with you. You're not on your page.
Oh, my God.
So it might just be diaper rash or something, huh?
No, these are tags. These are things that we put on.
Isabel.
What's a tag?
These are things that they grow out. They're like on a stalk.
Is it a different color, like brown, or is it like a mold?
You had a tag sort of before? Skin color.
It's a tag. I don't know.
No. I had a guy do that on my garage.
It's a skin on a stalk.
We found him and beat him up. Isabel?
Yes.
Okay, so...
they're on a stalk, right? They sort of flop around. Isabel?
Who cares? She can go into the doctor.
You can tug on them. You can pull them.
She's not gonna, you can't even... Like, it took us 2 hours to find out where they were.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into this, but I do want to get into your girlfriend and won't give you oral sex.
She's afraid she has something in her mouth?
No. She's afraid she might have been exposed to an STD. She doesn't want me getting anything being oral with her.
Oh, I see. She doesn't want you to get anything in your mouth.
She doesn't want me.
Being oral with her. But why can't she be doing oral with you?
Well, that's what I said. I had this discussion with her a couple weeks ago. We almost broke up over it, and she didn't think I had an issue with that. And I told her, well, you know, she's 26, and she hasn't.
Isabel, slow down. What is the reason that she can't do that with you?
Well, I had this conversation with her.
Isabel, stop. I don't hear the conversation. Just tell me the reason. What the reason that she stated she can't do this to you?
She didn't. We had a short conversation a while, but we first got together a few months ago.
What was the whole part about you talking about being afraid with the STDs and all this kind of stuff?
Well, I wasn't sure because, like, you know, that can... I don't know if she touches herself and touches me, and she's got fluids of hers on her hand.
Sounds like she's just not like giving.
So, Isabel, there's two situations here. Either there's something that she knows she has and is playing sort of stupid or vague about it, or she's just kind of genuinely screwed up. Her uncle went down on her when she was 5, and now she can't handle it anymore.
Right.
She said she had one experience and didn't like it.
Yeah,
when she was five.
She was 5. Well, you got to ask, why is she lesbian now? You know what I mean?
Well, you know what she told me? She said that, you know what? She says, I didn't get into it just because I didn't have a lot of experience. She says, I never said I couldn't get into it. So she's like, well, she's tried a couple times since then.
All right. Have a talk with her about this. You tell her to get checked out if she suspects she has something.
Yes, absolutely.
You get checked out, then once you check that off your list, now it's time to sort of get down to what's going on.
Yeah, that excuse is off the list at that point. And you need to get checked. Maybe go together. You get these things checked out. They may not be anything, but wart is certainly a high possibility.
Oh, man, imagine a lesbian relationship. The chick won't go down on you.
Well, that's what's the point, right?
Absolutely. I mean, what do you got?
Well, I'm lesbian, and my girlfriend won't go down.
So,
freaked out about it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
lesbian trapped in a man's body.
I guess it's like if you're gay and the gay, you know, your gay partner won't like go down on you or do anything good with you.
There's other options.
Adam, what's your thing?
If you're lesbian, at least you got someone with some like handyman skills around the house. Come in. Slap some stucco on the side of the house or put a little texture on the ceiling or something, you know. At least you got a good, hearty set of hands around there to really take care of business, you know. Someone who can, you know, groom the dog. Someone who shares your love of black powder guns and rifles and things of this nature. Someone, you know, tear down a carburetor and throw a new seal kit on it or something, toss it back on the Chevelle. But I guess you do got that going for you. All right. And I don't mean to stereotype, but who do you think could get more done around the house? The average gay guy or the average lesbian? In terms of just hands-on stuff. Gay guy, gay guy knows how to mobilize.
Design stuff.
They mobilize people. Yeah. They know who to talk to to get the stuff done, but they don't do it themselves. That's all I'm saying. If you got a poor gay guy, you got nothing. You got a general with no army. You see what I'm saying? But you got a gay guy who's got money, forget about it. He's a Don Corleone, you know what I mean? He's making it happen. I'll explain to you guys about the gays.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you
no, during the break. That, during
yeah.
the break.
Yeah, during the break, we'll talk about your gay lover.
We'll be back.
Trusco.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew, James, and Josh in here tonight from Trust Co., as I call them.
Yes.
The Lonely Position of Neutral is the name of the CD. It is out as we speak. And we should hear another song. Yeah.
Now or at the end of the segment?
Let's do it at, after the 12 o'clock break.
All right, good.
Wait a minute.
During Micah's show.
You want it now? Not at the end of the segment?
No. We'll take a call. Take one call.
All right. Okay, cool. All right.
Then I'm going to do a 20-minute rant.
Yeah.
Then the show's over.
Okay, cool.
All right. No, then we'll play the Trusco song after this call. John?
Hello?
What's up?
What's up, John?
Yeah, I just want to say you guys are really awesome. And, okay, so here's the thing. It's my first semester of college. Everything's really cool. Mm. And just started having sex about maybe 2.5 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And so... Mm-hmm. Everything's going really well right now, and but just the other night, I was having sex with my girlfriend, and like this really weird noise happened. Obviously, it was probably because there was air moving around or something like that. I know that's kind of how it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of like threw everything off, like the whole like emotion, like the tension just like went away, and it was like really awkward. And I thought it was just really stupid.
It's high comedy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's high comedy, but it's like high comedy at a time where you don't want to have any comedy.
When you got your game face on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it's
tough.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. So, my question is, how exactly do I fix that? Like, is there a different position or some
cinch
like
it up,
something
like a purse, you know?
Tighten it up? I think you got to open it up.
Really?
Well, it's like,
a lot more air
it's,
then.
It's,
way,
you know, if you took a whoopee cushion and you cut a slit in it and opened it up, it wouldn't make that sound.
Mm.
See what I'm saying?
Kinda. Well,
yeah,
like,
you got to open it up. I don't know.
Loud music on the background.
Rib spreader.
Loud music in the background.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah,
right.
I think you gotta drown it out. Yeah,
drown it out.
I should turn Barry White all the way up, right?
Yeah. That or figure out a position where it doesn't happen. Usually, you can find some kind of position.
He just doesn't care. He's just calling it an
empty. He's having fun, right?
Yeah. It may not have happened.
You can just change monkey with positions. Usually you can find somewhere that doesn't happen.
Don't eat Mexican before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's funny. It's always funny. Mm. It's always funny when you pretend. Sex is one of the few times you pretend stuff didn't happen. Like little gas gets passed. Or there's something going on. Like once in a while, if you're getting it on and the TV's on and there's some bizarre commercial in the background that's sort of ironic, it could be for like... early warning pregnancy or something. Sometimes it's ironic what you're hearing.
Yes.
Or there's just some... something either strange and ironic or sort of comical. You know, the theme song from the Worthington Ford. And you're hearing it in the back. And you can hear it, and you know they can hear it too.
Yes.
And there's a part of you that wants to, like, pipe up, but the other part of you thinks, nah, I gotta keep my game face. Gotta keep my game face on. All right.
Yeah, that's not time to smart off.
Right. You shouldn't crack wise during that time. All right, so let's hear a little something from Trusco. Anderson, queued up there. This one's called Running From Me. Josh in here tonight from Fresco.
Yep.
And another good one from the band. And again, if you want to find out anything about the band, you can go onto their website at www.trustcompanyband.com. I got that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Tour dates, all that stuff. Trevor?
Hey, what's up, guys?
You're 18.
Hey, what's up, Trevor?
Question? Since Halloween, has the ghost of Patrick ever showed up there?
No.
No.
We had a medium on here.
Shut up!
And Anderson can stand it because there's a guy who worked in this building for the Likas show, a young man. He died in a motorcycle accident and about less than a year ago, I guess. And I didn't know anything about it because I'm blissfully ignorant on many topics around here, especially. And we found out that this psychic guy who was in here felt his presence and brought his name up. Although 5 minutes of research could have got him onto that answer. I mean, it's very easy to do. Well, here, okay, listen to Detective. Here's Detective Drew, everybody. I said, who is this Patrick guy who died? And everyone's like, well, he worked for Likas. And I'm like, I never heard about it. And Drew's like, and Drew and Anderson are like, oh, Likas was talking about it on the air for like 4 months.
No.
That's what you guys said. He was talking about it. Likas was talking about it on the air.
Articles pinned on this door for months.
Likas was talking about it on the air.
Drew said that a lot of people were talking about it out there.
And out here, this was a thing of discussion.
Whatever,
around
it's crap. But we looked on the internet for a long time.
Likas spoke about it on the air.
I don't know that or not.
It happened. It wasn't enough about him, so he stopped talking about it.
Never say anything about it the day after, or during the funeral, or anything like that. I'm sure Likas dedicated more than one night to it. That's
whatever.
All I'm saying. Or one afternoon. I'm just saying the guy could have heard it, and there could have been multiple places he'd heard about it. Yeah. But on the other hand, maybe he didn't. Maybe he
was
maybe it was psychic. But the point is, Anderson is freaked out because he stays here till 3 or 4 in the morning, and he's alone oftentimes and doesn't want to run into the ghost of Patrick, who he never got along with, by the way. And there's some speculation they may have sabotaged his motorcycle. Trevor?
Yeah, on the more positive things.
Yeah.
Okay, I've been drinking for quite a while. If you look in the dictionary, I'm white trash. I started out drinking vodka with Fresca, and then I went to straight vodka. And I was just wondering, I saw this thing on Behind the Music, I think Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue, injected vodka or whatever.
Right, it's amazing that he lived through that.
Is that serious, or?
Yes, it's
amazing. I thought it was Jack Daniels.
You're taking a non-sterile liquid and injecting it into your body. That's how you get
Steve-O from Jackass actually did that, too.
Until you get infection in the heart valves, you can get horrible.
Right. I think you should try it, man.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, I didn't say that.
Well, wait a second, Drew. Right. What? But vodka is alcohol, and they, you know,
40%
isn't alcohol. Yeah, right. Now, like isopropyl, like rubbing alcohol, pure alcohol.
Even that, it's not gonna. You're still taking a non-sterile. It's not sterile.
Mm. What is sterile?
There's nothing out there sterile than what's been rendered sterile or been cooked or made.
Right. But if you had it, if you were taking bets on what's sterile and what's not, wouldn't alcohol be toward the top of the sterile list? I mean, you do use alcohol to wipe down needles with bleach. You know what I'm saying?
See, these things become increasingly toxic to your system as you take them.
Yeah, you can't shoot bleach.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I'm not saying it's a good idea, but I'm just saying, you know.
I was curious. Curious.
You know, I would rather wipe something down with vodka than, you know, wipe it down with
Coca-Cola or something.
Yeah, spit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
That's still not a great idea. But you can't. Trevor just can't drink the alcohol. What happened? Did someone sew your mouth shut?
No, I mean, it takes so long. I mean, right now I'm on a whole bottle of vodka. I don't know if you can notice, but it does nothing for me.
You need to move on the harder drugs.
How much vodka did you drink tonight?
Excuse me?
How much?
Almost 750, probably about 650 milliliters, whatever that is.
What brand?
Cheap $5 brand.
What kind?
Fleischmann's.
Ooh. You
understand what what's going to happen to you, Trevor, if you keep doing this, right?
No, I don't.
You don't understand.
I do understand, but you know, liver disease.
Liver disease. Your immune system won't work right.
Dr. Drew, since you're a doctor, how many years does that take? I'm sure it's different for everybody
else. It's different for different people, but
sometimes it takes 20 years.
Yes, sometimes it takes 20 years, but most what starts to happen, you get other systems starting to break down even before the liver does. You
like
get
what?
Pneumonias and these sorts. The immune system doesn't work right, these kinds of things. And your brain gets injured in the course. Alcohol is the only drug that we commonly use that's actually a poison to all human cells.
Don't bum me out
doesn't
for
the central nervous system actually get ruined by harder liquor than just say a beer?
No, it really has to do with how much, what the concentration is you're getting in your blood.
Right.
It doesn't matter how you get it.
So if you drink a bottle of red wine and no different than you drink the... I think Anderson, anyway. If you drink a bottle of red wine, no different to your body than if you had, let's say, the equivalent alcohol of the bottle of red wine, let's say, 4 or 5 shots of vodka or something like
the
that.
The difference is the speed with which it reaches your brain can affect the level of intoxication.
Right, but what about the harm?
Cumulative harm, no, I don't think there's any difference.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm.
What if I drank the vodka
with the wine?
With the wine, I'd do like a Chardonnay floater,
a wine boiler maker.
Yeah.
What about vodka with like Pedialyte or something like that?
Vodka with Pedialyte.
Gatorade. You know, you think those neutralize the two together? You know,
no.
Like that.
It's a pure issue of concentration in the blood, and what
you
put
it's
in.
Like Pedialyte.
Well, we're talking about the dehydration part. Yeah.
Come on, give it up, buddy.
We want to get loaded.
Increases the volume you're
able to
take. We
feel good about ourselves.
It might slow what you can drink.
We just need to know what kind of rock star drink we can like actually do. You know,
what kind of what?
Is there booze? Vodka, pure booze than scotch, less things in it other than alcohol. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know about other particulate matter.
Other than the alcohol in the drink, are there other harmful things in it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
other things
care,
like
cigarettes, in other words, have like all those like carcinogens and stuff like that.
Right. It seems like Jägermeister, it's the alcohol's doing you. There's got to be other stuff in there that's kicking your liver's ass.
No, really, it's the alcohol.
You're taking all that like a licorice flavor and syrup
sugar,
and everything.
And
I mean, sugar.
Alcohol.
Okay, Drew doesn't know he's talking about.
No, it's the alcohol. Since when does syrup cause damage to people?
No, I don't mean damage. I'm just saying if you had a choice between doing 3 shots of vodka every night and 3 shots of Jägermeister every night,
you'd do the vodka.
All right, quiet down.
Okay. I think you should try shooting in the vein. So what?
Just that mainly.
Just do it.
Just do it.
I didn't say that. Just kidding. Just kidding. Don't do it because I think it would be stupid. But
all right. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Sean hit me because I said Wiccans were fat. But Sean, it is. I just looked it up on the net. It's the heaviest religion.
You're fat.
It's true. I got the breakdown right here.
I'm not fat.
It's Jesuits. Are 9th and Wiccans 10th. That's the heaviest.
Okay, well, they may be
Muslims the lightest because they don't get food and there's a lot of stuff they can't eat and they can't grow nothing. They don't grow.
How are the Buddhists doing?
Buddhists are big because of the Buddha. You see the Buddha? That's their main.
They eat a lot of rice and stuff, right?
Yeah,
they
got to get fat enough so that a piece of incense can burn inside their belly button successfully without falling over. And it's got to be at least 3 inches deep to do that. Mm. All right, but Sean?
Yeah?
I'm sorry. That's what the net says. The internet's never wrong.
That's wrong, though.
No, it's right.
I'm Wiccan, and I only weigh 120 pounds.
You're throwing the curve.
Wiccan male. Wait a minute.
I'm confused by that. I weigh 120 pounds. I'm very fit.
You're gay.
Are you gay?
You're real wicked.
I'm not gay. I have a girlfriend. She weighs 105 pounds. She's a little taller than me.
She's 3 foot tall. All right, hold on a second. You're throwing the whole curve off with the slender Wiccans.
It's a Wiccan couple. Maybe the two together.
They use their combined weight?
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back. Hey, yo, Loveline. I'm Adam. Dr. Drew's over here, too. James and Josh both here tonight from Trusco. www.trustcompanyband.com is the place to go to get the information about
the
band. Okay. Let's go to the phones and speak to Alexandra's 15. Alexandra?
First, I like to say that they want the levee. It's kind of more like you live for yourself instead of like Christianity where you live for others.
Right. Yeah, you live for yourself.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, I have the basic tenets of the Leviathan religion of Satan over here. It's basically mind your P's and Q's and...
I just want to know how Satan involves in this whole thing.
Yeah, I know. And if anyone crosses you, be vengeful. It's be vengeful is their whole thing, as opposed to be forgiving.
We're satanic, but we listen to ourselves and not Satan.
Yeah. But do not give opinions or advice unless you're asked. Do not tell your troubles to others unless
you're sure they want to hear them. That sounds like school rules in
kindergarten. This is a religion? You ought to call this the no-duh religion and drop the Satan part.
That's what I say, too. I'm kind of like agnostic, so I don't believe in anything.
Oh, here's a controversial one. Do not harm little children. Wait till the Christians find out about this.
Oh.
The Jews are going to be beside themselves as well when they find... Yeah, no-duh. That's not a religion. Here's another one.
Put stuff back where you got it.
Yeah, put stuff back where you got it, and wear your right shoe on your right foot and your left shoe on your left foot, and eat
that's
stuff.
That's where I've been going wrong.
Eat food and then crap it out later.
Wash your hands before returning to the kitchen.
Alexander, what did you wait 110 minutes to talk to us about?
I have a question first. Like, when's Adam's birthday?
May 27th.
Okay.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. She's writing it down.
Thank you.
She's going to do a
spin. I just say I love you guys, and Adam, you're hilarious. Dr. Drew, you, help my friends be a little less screwed up than you would be. And my question is about my friend, and we're really close, but I think she might like me.
And like you, or?
Like me as more than that.
Really? Like you.
Oh.
Yeah, like that.
Well, if you listen to our album, it has a lot to do with lesbian stuff, so you should check it out.
And are you lesbian?
Well?
No, I'm bi.
You're bisexual.
Yeah.
No.
So do you have a committed relationship right now?
No, I'm totally single.
Single. And so her coming on to you, what's wrong with that then?
She came out to me, and I'm the only person who knows about her, so I don't know if she thinks, that she should get interested in me or something.
Are you not interested in her?
I kind of am, but, I'm not sure if it's more of, I kind of feel like, I feel good if she likes me, and that's kind of why,
acceptance kind of thing.
Look, if you don't think you're into her, don't get started, because I think it's going to be pretty confusing.
Yeah.
I liked her before, and I didn't want to say anything. She was a friend and all that.
Then do something with it.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. So you're concerned about sacrificing the friendship? Is that the problem?
Yeah, because, then I don't know if she's, just confused, because, she, was really touchy-feely, but then...
We're trying to translate, Alexandra. So you're doubting her sexual orientation. You think maybe she's just confused.
I think she is. I think she's confused about me.
All right. Yeah. And the confusion that you're having is you're afraid that you're going to sacrifice the friendship.
Yeah. And I'm confused also if she even likes me at all.
That's typical for any relationship.
Yeah,
though,
you're 15. Just slow down. Just take it easy.
Because I liked her for a while, and I don't know. It's been really weird. Because, when we're around other people, she acts almost like a jealous girlfriend.
Yeah.
Trying to make a guy jealous, and it's really weird. Yeah.
Mm. 15.
Chick's got to sort this out now. I mean, when I was coming up, in the 30s,
they just had to deal with the boys.
Yeah, a 15, 6-year-old girl had to think, I wonder if this guy thinks I'm cute. I wonder if this guy's got a crush on me. I hope this guy's got a crush on me. I sure as hell hope that Adam kid doesn't have a crush on me. God, the Brillo head. I can't stand that
with
guy.
With the comb over?
Yeah, like there were guys who you didn't, we want the people who we want to like us, but we sure as hell don't want the other ones, especially women, because guys can be intrusive and pain in the ass.
Right.
Now, you got a whole separate gender, and now you got the same stuff going on. I kind of like Sheila. I kind of got a crush on her. But Don, I don't really like, and I hope she doesn't like me. But you got to deal with the entire school.
Susie's too good of a friend. It'd be weird.
You know what? As a six-year-old girl, you have to deal with the entire school population and faculty. I mean, if you think about it.
All this MTV, I tell you.
And potentially clergy and local politicians.
That's right. All right. And some of the parents of many of her friends.
There we go.
Many of the male parents.
Good times.
All right. Trusco here. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Do the math. Well, let me look at the clock. Oh, I've done the math. Again, we've gone 51 seconds over the show. Trusco, everybody.
Hey, thanks a lot for having us, man.
Yeah, that's a good job.
Thanks, guys. It was a good time. Much luck to you, and come back anytime you like. And until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
There's no such thing as a child.
This has been Loveline. Opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Dingle. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.